listening to the Glory to His Name podcast, where our mission is to help encourage, equip, and edify God's people. Today we have a great episode from the Master's Mind podcast. Brother Travis Cole and myself, we traveled to Frankfort, Kentucky, and did an interview with Dr. Lee Watts. He is the missionary or chaplain to the Kentucky State Capitol and doing a wonderful job. Brother Lee has been there about 9 years now, took over for Brother Joe Adams. And so his burden is to minister, to spread the gospel, and try to be a help to our representatives there in the Capitol building. He has the ear of the governor and all that work there. And just through his stories, he talked to us about, and you'll get to hear this on the podcast, just an amazing individual, a great family man, faithful to the house of God and to preach the word of God. So we hope you enjoy this podcast. Please share this with your social media. Tell your friends about it. If you'd like to get a hold of us here at Glory to His Name podcast, just email us at glorytohisnamepodcast@gmail.com. That's all one word. glorytohisnamepodcast@gmail.com. We're going to get started with the podcast. You'll certainly enjoy this and have just a special look at Brother Lee and his ministry. And so enjoy Brother Travis as he interviews Dr. Lee Watts, and we'll have some parting thoughts at the end.
The Master's Mind podcast, where each week we dig into the mind of a master of their craft. Each episode, we discover tips, tools, and advice that can be applied to leadership, business, and to life. Inspirational stories to help you on your journey to make your dreams a reality. This week, Mike Carpenter and I travel to Frankfort, the state capital of Kentucky. We are met on the steps of the Capitol building by Dr. Lee Watts. Lee, along with his predecessor, Joe Adams, has served for 9 years as a missionary to the Kentucky State Capitol. Many of our lawmakers attend his weekly service and benefit from his ministry that occurs 5 days a week. He serves to represent Christians at the Capitol and to be an unofficial pastor to our legislators. He's a fascinating man who is living out the purpose he was made for. His is a story of persistence, of being divinely led, and how to genuinely love people. Enjoy this interview inside the Capitol with Brother Lee Watts. We started off by asking Lee to tell us a little about himself.
Well, I serve as, again, the chaplain to the State Capitol building. Go to a church over in Nicholasville. Tabernacle Baptist is my home church. And serve as an evangelist as well on Sundays and Wednesdays out preaching across the state. And what I do up here is I'm the little reminder of that God still cares what goes on in this building. The beginning of the year, I pass out to all of our legislators a King James Bible. Has a special cover on it that has something to do with the Capitol and Kentucky's Christian heritage. Teach a Bible study every week. We have it on Friday mornings. It was this morning, and I think we had our record attendance today. We are about 55.
Absolutely.
And when you only have 138 legislators, when you get those kind of numbers, and the Lord is allowing us to really be blessed. I'm not really so concerned. I enjoy having big numbers, but I mostly am concerned about if they are growing spiritually mature. And the more that we see of that, and the more they stick to the biblical principles that we'll teach, then the better our state will be.
Absolutely.
And then we do a personal soul winning as well, because I don't think that you're going to be an effective Christian unless you're involved in that particular ministry. So do that. Do a lot of counseling like a pastor would, because a lot of the legislators are far away from their home churches and home pastors. And sometimes it's a little convicting to those who don't like the idea of God having any say up here, and they try to run me off, but I don't work for them. I answer to the churches, and this is a mission field. So welcome to the mission field.
Amen, brother. Amen.
So what, and I know you described that a little bit in your opening comments, but what's your particular area of ministry here, like in particular?
I try to serve as kind of an unofficial pastor to the Capitol. And so sometimes we'll meet with people in the hallways and they'll be, Brother Lee, what do you think about this bill up for a vote? And that's not everybody, it's a few select people. And my answer is always the same. Doesn't matter what Brother Lee thinks about this bill. All that matters is what the Bible says. We'll open up some biblical passages, and there's been many times we had some tears on the shoulders and people with problems back home. And it's just to, God sends everybody there for a reason. God sent Nathan to Daniel for a reason. He sent Elijah to Ahab for a different reason, but he always sends his man to the king. So I just try to be flexible every day. I ask, Lord, what hallway do you want me to walk down? Who do you want me to visit today? And I don't think in the 9 years I've been here, I've had 2 days that are ever the same.
Isn't that something? Brother, what's something about your ministry here at the Capitol that most people don't know?
I don't know if people realize that we actually preach in the Capitol. Unabashed, old-fashioned, Bible-thumping preaching every single week. And the people like it because if you speak the truth, there's just something in there that the Holy Spirit will use. And I know I've had a few people who come over to visit, and they're like, Brother Lee, when you said you did a Bible study, I thought it was this little quiet, solemn little thing, and we're like, everybody be blessed and everybody be loved. But we actually just hit Bible truths, and they take it. We actually have good people up here. I know that's probably one of the biggest secrets up here, is that people think everybody in politics is a dirty skunk. And don't get me wrong, we have our share of dirty skunks. But we also have a lot of good people, good Christians, and those who are seeking to be statesmen, to make an important vital difference. And I think as Kentucky goes, so goes the nation. It's been said before, if America is a body, then Kentucky is its heart.
Brother, what's one of your most overwhelming or challenging days in the ministry to date? I know you don't come in every day and everybody's all smiles and nobody ever says anything negative. You'd alluded to that earlier. And you know, as a Christian in our day, we face that. Persecution's not new. That's been around since the time of Christ. But what's something that you went through as a challenge that you think may encourage our listeners?
I got a call from my assistant pastor one day, and he said that the Kentucky State Police had contacted him on behest of the governor, launching a criminal investigation into me.
Wow.
Contacting several of my supporting churches, trying to find something they could arrest me for, kick me out of the Capitol, and run my testimony. But except for maybe a speeding ticket, hadn't done anything. So that was kind of discouraging. However, the Bible also says that if all those who live righteously will suffer persecution. It doesn't say may, says will. And so while that was discouraging and a little scary, at the same time, the next day or two, to see the different Christian legislators who stood up to support me and to say, no, he has every right and a constitutional right to be here in addition to the work that's being done. And it, what turned out to be a great burden, I couldn't do anything, and I found out who my friends are and made some stronger connections. So the Lord blessed.
Fantastic. Always comes out good in the end.
It really does.
Amen. All things work together for good. Right?
828?
Yes, sir. What do you think something that you came away with from that situation, brother? What's something that would help our listeners?
I think that is what we just referred to before, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. It doesn't say all things are good. It says they work together for good. There was a day when, again, under former Governor Beshear, he was trying to keep me from doing some things. He wouldn't let me put the Kentucky Constitution up on the wall in an area where you can put up little signs, because it mentions the word God. And so I got in a big fuss, and it got in the press, and the press said, what's your problem with Governor Beshear? I said, he won't let me put the Constitution in the Capitol. And so I wound up getting in all these different TV and radio and newspapers, and so he called that night and said, I'll let you put up anything you want if you just promise to make it stop. And so actually now we got more promotion of God's word and our Christian heritage because of the persecution.
So it was
just the Lord time and time again has shown that he is in command of it all, and nothing has taken him by surprise. And the more that I learn to rely on what he is doing and get out of the way, the better it is.
Well, that's great advice. And we're not even to the advice section, brother. But tell us about a great thought that the Lord's given you, just something that you've had along the way that you've picked up since you've been in this ministry.
Man who fears God fears no one else. And you get a lot of people up here who think they have a lot of power. And then you consider the great God that created the entire universe. And if a man really fears the great Almighty God, he won't fear anything or anybody else. And sometimes I forget that, but he always reminds me.
Amen. And that's fantastic advice, brother. Tell us about, and you've already mentioned some, you've alluded to some, but tell us about a great victory that you've obtained by faith, something that God did.
Every year I host an event called Christians at the Capitol Day, where I try to get Christians around the state to come to the Capitol, hear about some of the moral issues that are going on. And so the first year I did this, it was only for pastors. And so I invited all these pastors, come to the Capitol. And my predecessor, Brother Joe Adams, who you had mentioned, and I admire, he's my mentor, my Paul. He said, if you ever do anything for the Lord, do it first class. So I said, well, if I'm inviting all these preachers, and it's going to be all day in the morning, I want to feed them. Because if you feed them, then they'll come. So I said, I want coffee and bacon and egg. And I order all this stuff for hundreds of these guys. And I asked the cafeteria, I said, now how much is all this food I'm having catered up to this committee room? How much is all this going to cost me, feed all these people? And they said, well, we'll figure it up. And this was a Friday. And they're like, we'll tell you Monday, because your meeting's not till next Friday. I said, all right. So I ordered all this stuff. I mean, hundreds of dollars of things. And I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. And so I go preach that next Sunday, 2 days later, and they give me a special offering for Pastor's Day, Christians at the Capitol Day. And it was $500. And I knew the Lord was in that. So I go back to the Capitol the next day, and I go to the cafeteria, and I say, how much is all this food that I've ordered for all these preachers? They said $499.95. To this day, I have a nickel from the year 2011 that sits on my desk that says, if you step out on faith first, God is always faithful. So my faith was increased by what he did in 2011.
Isn't that something, brother? What excites you about the future, Brother Lee? What are you looking down the barrel at?
I am so excited about where our state is going. I am seeing in my ninth year, more and more Christians being sent here. We had an election just, Wednesday. And the guy who got elected, they say, may be the most fundamental Christian they've had put in Kentucky legislature so far.
Wow.
And I'm really looking forward to meeting this person. I've texted with them and emailed a little bit. And we have more and more Christians in office. The testimony of our governor and lieutenant governor and our state treasurer and the state's auditor, all of them incredibly solid testimonies of Christ's likeness. I know a lieutenant governor sets aside her calendar every week to come to the Bible study.
Wow.
And just to see that and knowing that God will bless those who seek him, it is so encouraging to know where we came from just a few years ago to where we are and where that may lead.
Absolutely. That's encouraging, brother. That's exciting to hear. And what about that piece, obviously, with what you're looking at as far as the future concerns and here in Frankfurt, what about that in particular excites you about that piece? About where we're headed as far as that goes? I mean, is there, what about that impacts you directly?
Well, I don't want to ever work myself. You'll never work yourself out of a job when you work with politics. There'll always be a reason for the preacher to come up here. So sometimes people ask me, have you got it straightened out? I'm like, no, I've got job security. I am very encouraged about the generations that we are training and coming up. They've got groups of teenagers that come up and are specifically every summer coming up here for a week or two at a time and training how to be a Christian business person, how to be a Christian politician. For so often, we've given this over to the world and bought into this lie that the church is supposed to stay out of politics, which is exactly backwards. Nowhere in the Bible does it ever say for God's people to stay out of government. Quite the opposite is taught. And we are finally getting people to wake up that if we say God should stay out of government, we're going to get godless government. And the chances that, to imagine the seeds that we are sowing now, when they come to fruition, I think that, well, I'm hoping that when the Lord's come back, he's going to find, he's like, wow, they were working when I came. And look at them down there in Kentucky. I think the sun does indeed shine bright in my old Kentucky home.
Amen, brother. That is wonderful news to hear. And exciting information to be shared about the future, too, and what's headed in our direction for a commonwealth. What's maybe the best advice, Brother Lee? I know you've gotten a lot of advice, probably, no doubt, as a minister, probably gotten a lot of advice here in these halls and from different administrations, but I know you can't probably boil everything down to just one piece, but if you could just give us a piece of advice, good piece of advice that you've received over
the best advice I received was from my mentor, the previous chaplain, Brother Joe Adams. And he said, Brother Lee, the legislators won't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
That's a great quote.
And don't worry about changing the policy. He said, if you can get a hold of somebody's heart, let them know that you care for them. Said the policies will all change. He says, you got to love the person. And that's the perfect example of Christ's likeness, is that he could stand against the sin and love the person all at the same time. And that is the goal. And that's the best advice that I've ever been privileged to receive.
That's great advice. I read a piece similar to that by John Maxwell, and boy, that people, you know, nobody wants to be talked at. Mm. Yeah, they want to be talked to. And boy, the Lord had a way. Mike and I were talking about that earlier coming down here, how the Lord, even though he was God, never forgot humanity. Mm. He never forgot how to be human, you know, and how to relate with people. That's great advice, brother. What do you think is a daily habit, brother, that aids you consistently in your daily life, just something that you do on a daily basis?
Best thing that I do, and on days when, Lord forgive me, that I fail, is when I do my daily Bible reading and prayer time before I get into this building. Sometimes I feel rushed, I'm leaving late, and I'll be like, well, I'll get to it this afternoon, or I'll do it this evening before I go to bed, and then check the box. But if I can do it in the morning, and it's just me and the Lord, and I read the book first, so he talks to me, then I talk to him, I found my day goes much better. That is the single best habit that I have, is that personal Bible reading and prayer time at the start of the day. Because otherwise you can look back and be like, well, he wasn't walking with me there, and I can sure tell.
Absolutely. No, that's great advice, brother. That gets your, you know, well, the Lord said in all things he's to have the preeminence, right? Mm-hmm. And that's doing exactly that, just being obedient to his word. What are a couple books, brother, outside of the Bible that we all know and cherish, that being the book of books, but are there a couple books that you could recommend?
I would recommend On Prayer by John R. Rice, probably the best work on the subject outside of the Holy Scriptures. And I would also recommend the Declaration of Independence. I teach lessons on this across the nation. And I would say that the vast majority of Americans have never actually read the thing. They can probably quote about one sentence. And if you actually read that, what our freedoms and rights are, if you read the 27 reasons that they said we will declare war against the world superpower when we have no army, no anything, I think that could change America if Americans just read that one document.
I will take you up on that myself, brother. I've read through that, never read it all, and I'll be doing that when I leave here.
They say it would take the average sixth grade reader about 30 minutes.
Is that right?
Very short.
I know you're in the ministry, brother, but I also know you've got responsibilities at home. You've got a family. You've got a decent drive just getting here. Responsibilities once you get here. And, you know, and not to sound like a cliche, but, you know, how do you put the Lord first in your life? I know you're in the ministry, but it's easy to put things in idle and just kind of coast and go through the, you know, through the routine, so to speak, each day. I mean, how do you put the Lord first in your life on a daily basis?
Well, that's what comes with that the daily devotions. That is something that causes you have to get up a little earlier. You got to spend some time, and that's that sacrifice. And the Lord will honor a sacrifice. He says he's not going to be any man's debtor. And by doing that, said, Lord, I'm putting you first instead of, if I'm running late, instead of checking the news or grabbing some breakfast, I'm going to spend time with you. And by doing that, and just sometimes you'll have an appointment 9 o'clock that morning and not have another one until 11. But if I'm like, Lord, I'm putting you first, what hallway do you want me to walk down? It's amazing. You walk down, you see a door open and somebody crying. And you go in and just happens to be the situation you need to see.
Right where he wants you.
It's where he wants you. So, and I found on days when I don't put him first, I don't have those amazing coincidences. But on days when he is put first, it's amazing. I didn't realize there could be so many coincidences. It's a disproportionate amount.
Brother, what's an issue in Kentucky state government that you feel like our listeners should know about? I know there are a lot, and
oh boy.
I know you could talk about them all day.
I really could.
Something in particular.
I will mention two.
Okay.
All right. One is House Bill 372. This is a very important bill. This is called the Pastor Protection Act, and it would protect pastors, churches, really even mosques and synagogues, religious organizations from being punished for standing by their beliefs on traditional marriage. It would protect them from having to conduct wedding ceremonies or rent their building out for things that they doctrinally, solidly disagree with. It is true tolerance, so you have to tolerate my beliefs as well. There are many places that people can go if they want to have those types of services, but this would protect those from having to do it. Because we've seen Christians before in Kentucky be locked up for their beliefs. And while they stand by their beliefs, they still lost. And sometimes they'd win, sometimes they'd lose the court cases. Because you may stand by your belief, but you might wind up losing your whole church building and all the property. So this would be an act that would protect the pastors and the churches and other religious organizations. Pastor Protection Act, House Bill 372. And the other one is the Student Privacy Act, House Bill 326. Right now, if a boy says he identifies as a girl, then he can use the girl's locker room and showers, and on school trips he can stay overnight in the hotel room with the girls because he's identified as a girl. No way, Jose. That's one of the reasons I don't send my kid to public school. This bill would say that's not going to happen and that you must use the locker and showers and room of your gender, not the one that you call yourself. I think it's crazy that we need such a law, but unfortunately it is a need. We have to have that. And these are two vital issues that I hope people will call, write, email, let your representative and senator in Frankfort know, please put these things into Kentucky law. They've only got about 30 days left, and then the legislative year is over.
Okay, and that's on both, correct?
That's on both.
Okay.
Yes, they'll be done by the end of March.
Okay, and folks, we'll try to provide some links to where you can contact your legislators about these particular issues.
I'll give you the phone number and all that stuff.
Okay, fantastic, and we'll do that after the podcast. And folks, if you like what you're hearing so far, I know I do, I'm sure you do as well, hang around till the end. I want to hear a little more about Brother Lee's testimony. But before we do that, Brother, for those that are listening to the content that we promise to provide every week, give our listeners one parting piece of advice for their journey and some ways they may be able to reach out to you.
Well, a way you can reach out to me, easiest would be through our website. The ministry's website is godandcountryministry.com. And there you'll see things about the ministry, our ministry video, several different lessons that I teach on America's Christian heritage on our store page. You have the Contact Us page if you'd like to come up to the Capitol. I love to show different families around or school groups or church groups, Sunday school classes, patriot groups. Not only will I show you the history of the building, the Kentucky Capitol, but it also will include talking about Kentucky's Christian heritage, like the reason this statue is here and this plaque has wonderful stories of faith from our Christian heritage. And those are free. You don't charge anything for it. We can do that whenever you like. And then at the end of it, we set aside time to meet with your senator and your representative. And that is a wonderful way for them to see, you know what, these Christians are being active. They're paying attention to what I'm doing. And that will have a big influence, especially if you want to do it this year, because until November, this is election year. So they're going to be paying close attention on who comes up. So you can go visit our website. You can see kind of our focus, hear some of the teaching and arrange that. And that's godandcountryministry.com.
Fantastic, Brother. And what kind of parting piece of advice do you like to give people as we're signing off here?
Oh, my word. I would quote probably the theme verse for our ministry, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, which says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." If you have the Lord in your life, He kind of self-corrects you, the Holy Spirit. But without Him, you got to have man correcting you with more and more laws, and so less and less freedom. But where the Lord is at, there'd be liberty. And the more we can put God back into America, the more liberty we will see restored.
Just the opposite of what you think, isn't it, brother? You wouldn't think more laws, more of God's teaching would provide more freedom, but that's exactly what it
does.
That's
exactly it. In fact, if you go over to the Bible, it's in Proverbs chapter number 28. It says, for the transgression, verse 2, for the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof. It says, listen, the more you get away, you transgress God's law, you're going to have more and more princes, more and more layers of government. But if you had more of God, you would have less and less layers of government.
Absolutely. Brother, it's been a fantastic interview. We've enjoyed spending the time with you. And folks, hang around to hear Brother Lee's testimony. And that'll be all.
We want to thank you for tuning in to this podcast. We hope you enjoyed Brother Travis and his interview with Dr. Lee Watts, a unique look at the ministry and the life of Brother Lee and what he's doing there at the Capitol. we just pray that you'll share this with your friends, family, your social media. And I was thinking as we interviewed Brother Lee, there in the book of Esther, Mordecai, Esther did not want to go to the king. She feared for her life. And then there it says in Esther chapter 4, verse 14, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And I like that last part where Mordecai told Esther, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And no doubt that God has Brother Lee at the Capitol building, ministering to those folks there that work there for such a time as this, the time that we live in. God puts His man in a special place at the right time. And that's what happened there with Esther going before the king. So anyway, we pray that you have enjoyed the podcast. We're having a fellowship, the Old Kentucky Baptist Fellowship here at Good Shepherd Baptist Church on Saturday. That's tomorrow. And so we'll have a lot of great preaching, like a lot of great singing, a big meal. The ladies will prepare for us in the dining hall. So we'll have some podcasts coming up in the next few days from that meeting. A lot of good devotions, a lot of good preaching. So tune back in. Tell your friends and family about this podcast, please. Let people know about it. And now, I like something else, too. On the Glory to His Name podcast, I put on that verse there, or Travis and I put a verse there, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. So our message as we close, dear friend, is tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. There's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. And so tell somebody about Jesus and pray for your neighbor, that person you work with, family member, the lady at Walmart, whoever it may be. Tell somebody about Him. Amen. We're going to close out, and we'll be back in a few days with some updated podcast. Possibility we'll put one on tomorrow from the meeting that we'll have from the fellowship meeting. Amen. So we hope you've enjoyed this podcast with Dr. Lee Watts, and we'll see you next time.